Verse 4, but let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another, for every man shall bear his own burden or cargo. You see, the Spirit of God produces the fruit in our hearts and in our lives. But we have a responsibility to do our own work. The Spirit of God gives us the strength and the enablement, but we have a responsibility to do what God has given us to do. Now remember again that Galatians is showing that we do not do this in order to be saved or in order to keep saved, but we do this because we love the Lord. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. The word communicate here means to give of material things. If you have received spiritual benefit, then you have a responsibility in turn to help to support that person who has helped you spiritually. Now we who are teaching the word are never told to ask for anything. It has been many, many years since I left my employment and went into the work of the Lord, and by His grace I have never asked anyone for anything. It isn't my responsibility to get for myself, but it is the responsibility of others to see that my needs are met, and God has faithfully done this for me all these years. The Apostle Paul worked with his hands rather than ask for anything. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Be not deceived. That is, don't fool yourself. If you sow, you're going to reap. And you're going to reap the same kind that you sow. You'll reap much more of it, but it'll be the same kind. God is not mocked. This word for mocked is a word related to the nose or turning up the nose. You can't turn up your nose at God. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. If you're a child of God, you need to be careful of your behavior. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. Not corruption in the sense of being lost, but corruption so far as your useful life is concerned. If you're not a Christian, your whole life is spent sowing to the flesh. And don't be surprised when the time comes that you have to reap. Young people sometimes talk about sowing wild oats. Well, that's what you reap when you get through with it, too. A life that is spent for self is a useless and unhappy one in the end. However, sowing to the Spirit produces the blessings connected with life everlasting. But there's the time element in verse 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. It takes time to grow a crop, and we as Christians ought to be glad to serve the Lord and wait His time for the reaping. The word faint here has to do with caving in. Don't cave in. Don't give up. Don't decide that it's not worth it after all. The Lord has told us that we should be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So he tells us in verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Every Christian has opportunities every day of his life. We sometimes forget this. Sometimes we're not looking for the opportunities. You see, when God saved you, He could have taken you straight home to heaven. When you received Christ as your Savior, your debt was paid, and your ticket to heaven was bought, and your home in heaven was reserved. But the Lord didn't take you home to heaven. He left you here to find these opportunities to do good to others. Every day you have some opportunity. If you can't stir from your house, you can still pray for a great many, and who knows the good that is done by the prayers of believers. Now we're to do good to all men, and especially unto those who are of the household of faith, that is, those who belong to Christ. Isn't that a nice name for Christians? The household of faith. Household has to do with the family. We belong to God's family through the new birth. When Christ died for us at Calvary's cross, He opened the way that we might put our trust in Him, and when we do put our trust in Him, the Holy Spirit produces that wonderful miracle called a new birth, and we are born into the family of God. We belong to the household of faith. Now, the household of faith embraces all true believers. Never think of yourself as belonging to anything more narrow than the whole household of faith. If you join a denomination, you become patriotic for your own little group, your own little clique, then this is narrower than God intended you to be. He wants you to think of yourself as a part of the whole household of faith and concerned about all of God's children. Now, there are many opportunities to do good unto those who are not of the household of faith, and the most that we can do, the best thing that we can do for them, is to present the gospel to them. The Apostle Paul calls attention in verse 11 to how large a letter he had written unto them with his own hand. Paul was a man who suffered from eye trouble, we believe. He was a man who had many difficulties. He was a man who suffered much persecution. And yet with all this, he lived just what he preached. He was continually seeking to do good to all men. If it meant that he must work with his hands, make tents for a living, although he was an educated man and probably a member of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Senate, still he had been trained as a boy to work with his hands, and so he willingly did this in order that he might be able to do good to all men, to preach the gospel without charge, to go to all who needed the gospel. He spent his life like this. Have you received Christ as your Savior? Do you know what it is to belong to the household of faith? Then what are you doing in the way of sowing to the Spirit? What plans do you have for usefulness for God? How are you spending your time? As we have opportunity, those opportunities pass away, and they may pass away much quicker than you think. You may let some slip today and never regain them. But as you have these opportunities, show that you belong to a child of God, that you are a child of God, that you belong to God's family. Show by bearing one another's burdens, show by your kindness to fellow Christians and to the unsaved around you, that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father, we're thankful to Thee that Thy Son came unselfishly, giving His life for our sakes. Help us who have trusted Him to give our lives to honor Him and to serve and help others. And bless those who are not yet saved with salvation, we pray, in Christ's name. Amen.